ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. We made it through another week. That's right. This is Lunchcast with Matt Peters. Thank you for being patient. You know, I record these things during my break here at my day job, which shall not be revealed. However, unfortunately, you know, things change. Lunchtime fluctuates, so about 20 minutes behind schedule, but that's okay. I'm going to catch you up, and I hope you're enjoying your lunch right now. Speaking of enjoying things, thank you. A big thank you to those who enjoyed the Sweet Heat with Snackulous segment. I got a lot of good feedback on that. I'll keep you posted about what lies ahead for the interactive with Snackulous taste tests. It was a lot of fun, and they weren't that bad. In retrospect, I think I was a little too harsh on them. It was a nice change of pace. It was a nice treat. It wasn't as crazy as the Harry Potter every flavor beans, but they still had a little bit of kick to them. I guess they're called Bean Boozled now that they lost the Harry Potter license, but you get me. So, I hope you take some time this weekend to enjoy yourself. A lot of great games came out this week. There's some good games coming out next week, too. Destiny 2 is a big one. I know a lot of guys in Versus the Universe love that game, especially one Aaron J. Amendola. Metroid Samus Returns, I'm excited about that one. That's a remake of Metroid 2 The Return of Samus that was initially released on Game Boy when I was a kid. They've added a whole lot of new features to it, great functionality. Unfortunately, I lost my 3DS quite some time ago. It was unfortunate. It was burgled by a bridge troll, we'll say. Meanwhile, NBA Live came out, Rayman Legends has finally been released for the Nintendo Switch. Next week, we see the release of Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite and NBA 2K18. If anybody who's listening can tell me the difference between NBA Live and NBA 2K18, please let me know. Leave a message on the channel. I'll put you on, because I gotta be honest, I'm not really that familiar with that franchise, but I know a lot of dudes are excited about that. Let's see, what else? Happy birthday to my grandma. It's her birthday today, so, you know, if she's listening, by some odd chance, happy birthday, Grandma. This weekend, as I mentioned, I hope you're having some fun. I'm going to be having some fun on Saturday night. I'm going to be at the CWA wrestling event at CWA Arena in Dalton, Indiana. In case you're wondering where that is, that's 1447 East 142nd Street. I'm going to be their guest ring announcer for the annual CWA Eruption event. It's an over-the-top rope event. It's anybody's game this year. I've heard a lot of great things about the lineup, so it should be a lot of fun. I know there's going to be a few kids there as well, so bring the whole family if you happen to be in the area. The show starts at 7. It's free to get in. Bring some munchies for yourself and just bring that energy, because that's what we need. We want to see the crowd react. I'd also like to thank, once again, my wonderful director, Leva Singleton, and photographer Andre King for helping me with that Black Panther hoodie photo shoot that I did for ReadPop. Now, I don't know if you've seen these photos. If you haven't, you can go on Mighty Matt Peters on Twitter, on Instagram. Check out the pictures. Even ReadPop's official lines, they started putting those pictures out too. I had a great time doing it. We got all these iconic Chicago locations in the background of me posing as heroically as I possibly can, wearing the Black Panther costume hoodie. Interesting story how that came about, actually. I ended up just writing a kind letter to ReadPop about the fact that, you know, we're all excited about this great superhero movie coming out that's starring an entire black cast for the most part. It's got a black director. It's a big deal in the black community. You've all seen the hashtag Black Panther So Lit. And the guy that got to model the hoodie was a white guy. So I said, you know, might want to change it up a little bit for the next one. So they sent me a hoodie and they said, let's see you do better. And I think I made them happy. So keep your eyes peeled to ReadPop for more on that. And, you know, throw them a little love too. Meanwhile, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for sticking with me this week. And I hope that next week brings even more excitement with this Lunchcast. I'm excited to see where it goes next. I'm always open to feedback, so hit me up here. Get at me on Twitter, of course, Mighty Matt Peters, and I will talk to you next week. Take care, folks.